One of a number of new recordings we're featuring on today's program, celebrating the Northwest jazz scene. That's a group out of Portland, led by Ezra Weiss, the pianist and composer. And his group was recorded live at a club which, unfortunately, since this recording was made, has closed. It was the Ivory's Jazz Lounge in Portland. That was recorded last year around this time, October and December. The group, led by Ezra Weiss at the piano, included Farnell Newton on trumpet, John Nastos on alto, Devin Phillips on tenor sax, John Shaw bass, and Christopher Brown on drums. The tune, titled Winter Machine, from Ezra Weiss Sextet's new CD, Before You Know It, live in Portland. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And today we're going to be listening to a number of new recordings by Northwest jazz artists and visitors, some of whom have already appeared in the Earshot Jazz Festival, celebrating their new releases, and others who are coming up. The next couple of groups have already appeared in the festival. The first one is Thomas Marriott from his new CD Urban Folklore with Orrin Evans on piano. The second one is the Spin Quartet, which features former Seattle-based trumpet player, now in Chicago, Chad McCullough. His Spin Quartet has a new CD called In Circles, and we'll be listening to that right after we hear from Thomas Marriott on trumpet. Orrin Evans at the piano, Eric Rivas on bass, Donald Edwards on drums. Great group, exciting music throughout. This is an original by Tom Marriott, which he says was inspired by the energetic vibist Joe Locke. He calls this piece Mojo. Thank you. Music from a new recording by Chad McCullough's group, the Spin Quartet, for their new CD titled In Circles. That piece kind of reminds me of some of the things done in the early part of Ornette Coleman's career, that quartet with Don Cherry. That was a piece called You Will Look for Yours on Earth. And that was composed by Jeff Bradfield, who was the tenor saxophonist with the group, Chad McCullough on trumpet, Clark Summers on bass, and Kobe Watkins on drums in that Chicago-based group. The new CD, In Circles. The group played Friday night as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. The Spin Quartet also has some additional performances in the next few days. They're playing at local Barley and Vine in Seattle tonight at 7:30, Monday night for the Olympia Jazz Society in Olympia, and Tuesday night they'll be at Portland State University in Portland. 5 o'clock concert on Tuesday for the Spin Quartet in Portland. Before that, we were listening to Thomas Marriott from his CD Urban Folklore, his brand new one. Thomas on trumpet and his composition called Mojo, with Orrin Evans at the piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. Great group. New CD on Origin, Urban Folklore. They also played last week during the Earshot Jazz Festival. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie with you here on Sunday afternoons, sharing music of the Northwest jazz scene and news about what's going on, where to go to hear live music. The Earshot Jazz Festival continues on through November 11th. Lots of good stuff still to come. Tonight, True Blues with Corey Harris and Alvin Youngblood Hart at the Triple Door. And also today, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is presenting the second of their two concerts in the current series. They're playing this afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. We're recording for later broadcast here on Jazz Northwest. Across the water on Bainbridge Island, Jim Sisko's sextet plays at Waterfront Park Community Center in Bainbridge Island, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, Industrial Revelation with Ted Poor and Kong Vu and Pete Rende will be performing as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival at EMP tonight at 7:30. And Karen Allison has her last night in her current engagement at Dimitrios Jazz Alley. Coming up on Monday night with the Earshot Jazz Festival, Crystal Beth, that's Beth Fleener and her group at Barboza. Tuesday, the Hal Galper Trio plays at the Pancho Concert Hall at Cornish on Capitol Hill on Tuesday night. They have a new CD. We'll hear something from that. Jason Marsalis of the famous Marsalis family brings his Vibes Quartet to Jazz Alley to play Tuesday and Wednesday. Also, Tuesday night, the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra featuring young alto saxophonist Grace Kelly will be at the Triple Door. They'll also be performing a winning composition in their recent Women's Jazz Composers competition. Wednesday is Emily Asher's Garden Party at the Triple Door. On Thursday, very intriguing event. It's called Sax in the City. To celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of the idiosyncratic Adolf Sax, inventor of the hybrid instrument that is a brass instrument with a reed. Celebrated throughout the city with a saxophone choir and a pop-up sax concert at various places throughout the day and into the evening. All three performances, watch for them. Sax in the City, various times and places and locations around Seattle on Thursday. Thursday also is Pearl Jango's birthday bash at Boxley's in North Bend. Friday night is the poster boy for the Earshot Jazz Festival. Pharoah Saunders brings his quartet to play Town Hall, the venerable saxophonist concert on Friday night. Also on Friday and Saturday, another great saxophonist, Anton Schwartz, brings his quartet to Tula's. Also on Saturday, the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band playing at the Roosevelt High School Performance Center. And that's all part of the Earshot Festival. If you'd like more information about it, earshot.org has complete details. Lots of good music still to come. The festival continues through November 10th. Next is a rather unlikely piece of music for a jazz group to improvise on, but I guess I shouldn't say that because I should have given up years ago. There is no unlikely material for jazz groups to improvise upon. They do all kinds of material. This is a piece which was written by a Hollywood composer who the British would call a light music composer. It was also sometimes referred to as mood music in this country, or light classical sometimes. At any rate, David Rose was a wonderful composer who wrote a lot of really great melodies, just really solid melodies. This is one of them, called Our Waltz. And it's played here by the Hal Galper Trio with Jeff Johnson on bass, John Bishop on drums, Hal Galper at the piano. This is a group that plays Tuesday at the Pancho Concert Hall at Cornish College of the Arts. Favreau Saunders on tenor saxophone, the guy whose picture you've been seeing on all the Earshot brochures and programs. Favreau Saunders Quartet is going to be playing at Town Hall next Friday night as one of the final events of the current Earshot Jazz Festival. This piece just heard called Country Mile comes from an album which came out some years ago in the late 90s, I think it was, 1996 or something thereabouts. And Favreau Saunders on tenor saxophone was heard here with Fode Musa Suso on Cora, I believe, and Dominic Kanza on guitar, Shanette Moffat bass, and Hamid Drake on drums and various others, too. A piece called Country Mile by Favreau Saunders, and that comes from his CD called Message from Home. Before that, we were listening to Hal Galper Trio, Jeff Johnson on bass, John Bishop on drums, joining Hal Galper at the piano, in a David Rose composition called Our Waltz. Beautiful tune. Sort of deconstructed here by the Hal Galper Trio. They do this with a lot of the music they play. You'll hear snatches of melody from time to time, but quite often out of time. The time is rather free and floating and moving simultaneously ahead, but not always perfectly synced. A very interesting approach to it. And the trio is going to be playing and celebrating their new CD, performing at Pancho Concert Hall at the Cornish College of the Arts at 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Hal Galper, Jeff Johnson, and John Bishop. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie with you here, continuing with a new recording by Wayne Horvitz and the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble. This is a group which has grown up around the Royal Room and led by Wayne Horvitz. It's a large ensemble, three trumpets, three trombones, five reeds, piano, bass, drums, and conductor Wayne Horvitz. He's also composer of the music and in a sense decomposed at times because motifs are drawn out from various parts of the orchestra. It's a technique that was pioneered by Butch Morris. Wayne Horvitz played in his band at one time and studied his music and the way he was working. And the conductor, in a case like this, draws upon various sections to play different motifs at different times, so the piece can come together in a variety of different ways. It should never be the same way twice. This is the lead-off tune from the new CD by Wayne Horvitz and the Royal Room Music Collective Ensemble. It's called At the Reception. And this piece, appropriate for early November in Seattle, is called A Walk in the Rain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anton Schwartz, the tenor saxophonist, leading that quintet, which also featured Dominic Fattanacci on trumpet, Taylor Eichstee piano, John Shiflett on bass, and Lorca Hart on drums. Inspired by a bird call he heard in Post Alley, he says. That was called Alley Bird, composition by Anton Schwartz from his CD Flash Mob. Anton Schwartz Quintet is going to be playing Friday and Saturday next weekend at Tula's with George Colligan and Thomas Marriott, Lorca Hart on drums. Looking forward to Anton Schwartz at Tula's. Before that was a new one from Wayne Horvitz and the Royal Room Music Collective Ensemble, the new CD titled At the Reception. From it, we heard the lead-off tune Walk in the Rain, with solos by Ryan Burns piano, Naomi Siegel on trombone, Skerrick on tenor sax, and a sort of duo solo simultaneous there at the end, Al Keith on trumpet and Jacob Herring on trombone. New CD by Wayne Horvitz and the Royal Room Music Collective. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. To conclude today's program, we'll hear as much as we have time for of a piece which comes from a concert by the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, recorded last year about this time. The orchestra is going to be performing on Tuesday night at the Triple Door in a concert featuring Grace Kelly, as well as two world premiere performances from the orchestra's second annual competition for women jazz composers. This comes from last year's concert, and it's a composition by Christine Jensen, featuring her sister Ingrid Jensen on trumpet. It's called Dancing Sunlight. You're listening to music from a concert by the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra featuring Ingrid Jensen playing Christine Jensen's music Dancing Sunlight that was recorded last year around this time at the Kirkland Performance Center. Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra plays in concert on Tuesday night at the Triple Door in a concert featuring Grace Kelly, as well as two world premiere performances from the orchestra's second annual competition for women jazz composers. That's Tuesday night at the Triple Door. And that's all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our music here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU.